An angel points east over the Rocky Mountains. How we wrestled. How we prayed with earnest desire for the Lord to open ways whereby we could advance the work in California, for we saw the ideas of the workers were narrow and restricted. The Lord heard our petitions and answered our prayers. While we were bowed before God in prayer in an upper chamber, the blessing of the Lord came upon us in such a manner that duty was made plain. It was as if an audible voice said, "Go, east, to the churches and solicit money from those whom I have made stewards of means." Some bore testimony on that occasion that they saw an angel of God, clothed in brightness, pointing across the Rocky Mountains. In another account, she identified one man who saw the angel. We held a meeting in an upper room of a house in Oakland, while prayer was wont to be made. We knelt down to pray, and while we were praying, the Spirit of God like a tidal wave filled the room, and it seemed that an angel was pointing across the Rocky Mountains to churches in this, the eastern, part of America. Brother John the First, Tay, who is now sleeping in Jesus, rose from his knees, his face as white as death, and said, "I saw an angel pointing across the Rocky Mountains. I waited for my husband's consent, and when, after a most solemn, humble seeking of God, again his presence seemed so evidently in our midst, my husband wept aloud and said, 'Ellen, you must go. I dare not withstand the Lord. You must go. But what shall I do without you?' We wept freely. I dared not wait, fearing in his feeble state of health he would relent. The decision made for Ellen to go east, the preparations for the trip across the continent were very hasty and brief. All that there was cooked were a few gems. See Appendix B, I put these in a paper box, the horses were harnessed, and I was on my way for the cars. My husband said, "If I had not given my consent, I would now say it is inconsistent. I cannot have you go. I cannot be left with these terrible responsibilities." I had never traveled alone, but I took this long journey of 8 days alone, and attended the camp meetings in the States alone until Willie White met me at Wisconsin and accompanied me. On that journey I set forth our situation, and money was raised at every meeting. I told them that California would return their loan sometime in the future, for I had been shown that prosperity would attend the work done there, that there were many souls that would be added to the church, and we should see the salvation of God. Starting on such short notice, she could not secure a berth in the sleeping car, so she had to make the trip in the chair car. This made it necessary for her to change trains both in the day and in the night. The handling of the baggage, checking it here and there, was a new experience to her.